Saturday, the 17th of July 2010. Former Prime Ministers battle to rewrite history in their own favour, one enlisting the aid of his second wife. Australia's federal election campaign kicks off in a flurry of clichés, and the instant continuous news media battles to be relevant. This is the 9pm Edit. Hello, I'm still Gary and welcome to the Edict. Yes, it's been 3 months since the last episode, and look, I don't know whether I was completely over the idea of this podcast or not, but goddammit, there's a federal election happening. If that's not a good excuse to drink cheap wine and rant about the inequities of the universe, then I don't know what is. So, the election, yes, I will be analysing today's media conferences by both Prime Minister Julia Gillard, La Reynard Celeste, get your French right, Stilgerian, and opposition leader Ears Abbott of Speedo fame. But first, I wanted to thank the people who've been asking when the edict would return. You're both wonderful. I love you. But I'm also concerned by one audio comment that was left for me back in May.
Hello, Reginald Farquhar Prendergast here. I've been a big fan of the 9pm edict until I discovered that it's not on anymore. And it's much better. No, it isn't. Well done. Keep it off. Up. Or whatever. Goodbye.
Well, Sir Reginald, if that really is your name, I have a simple answer for you. Don't listen. Now, I want to look at the two media conferences today by Prime Minister Julia Gillard and the opposition leader Tony Abbott. Unless you're a complete political tragic, I'm sure you didn't have time to watch the whole drama unfold, especially if you have, you know, like a life or a family and stuff. So for your convenience, I've edited each media conference, which, you know, went for typically about half an hour or even more, down to 100 seconds. Just the highlights. First up, here's Julia Gillard.
This election is about the choice as to whether we move Australia forward or go back. Our great nation, our very great nation, has been built by generations of men and women who had the courage to move forward. Moving forward, of course, requires conviction. Moving forward with confidence, I believe in hard work, discipline, unbelievably hard. I will be asking Australians for their trust so that we can move forward together. And moving forward means moving forward with plans to build a sustainable Australia. Moving forward means moving forward with budget surpluses. Get a job, keep a job, get a better job. Australian families working together, hard-working Australian families who are doing it tough. Moving forward also means moving forward with stronger protection of our borders. Moving forward means hard-working Australians. And moving forward, above all, in our schools. I've worked hard. We'll move forward. I want to move forward. Real jobs. We'll move forward. We'll move forward together with a sustainable Australia. Hard-working Australians and their families. Hard-working Australians. Instead of moving forward to tackle climate change, Mr. Abbott is in climate change denial. Hard-working Australians to move forwards, not backwards. Thank you very much.
Forwards, moving forwards, always forwards. Does this remind you of anyone?
My fellow Americans, as a young boy, I dreamed of being a baseball. But tonight I say, we must move forward, not backward, upward, not forward, and always twirling, twirling, twirling towards freedom.
Yes, that's Kang the alien invader from The Simpsons. Or maybe there's another angle. Maybe this moving forward stuff is an exhortation to not stop moving.
Don't stop moving, can you feel the music? DJ's got us going.
Ah, seriously, can you name one, just one, situation, political or social, for which there isn't an appropriate S Club 7 song? I didn't think so. Meanwhile, here's a 100-second version of Tony Abbott's media conference.
This election is about giving a great people a better government. The only way to change for the better is to change the government. I want to repeat that. The only way to change for the better is to change the government. Only a coalition government can end the spin and incompetence which marked the Rudd-Gillard government and which has just got worse over the 3 weeks since the faceless men of the Labor Party executed an elected Prime Minister. Why should people trust Julia Gillard? Why should people trust a government? And why should people trust a Prime Minister? There is a better way. The coalition will stand up for real action. A coalition government will respect the taxpayers' dollar. We'll respect people's judgment, respect the environment, and we'll establish a standing Green Army, 15,000 strong. This election isn't about glib slogans. It is not about glib slogans. Only the coalition stands ready to deliver. The Prime Minister wants to move forward. The coalition will stand up. We'll stand up. The Australian people deserve better than endless repetition of a cliched slogan. And what I am going to do is stand up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand up for Australia. I'm going to stand up for real action. I'm going to end the waste. I'm going to repay the debt. I'm going to stop the new taxes. And I'm going to stop the boats. That's what you'll get from me.
But what you won't get is repeated glib slogans. Stand up, trust. Stand up, trust. Terrific, Tony, and your minders couldn't even arrange the flags behind you into an attractive symmetrical display. Tony, 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 you are seriously pushing it uphill, and you don't even have a canoe. You're listening to the 9pm Edict. One of the reasons this podcast languished for 3 months is that, well, I've got bills to pay, and it actually takes half a day or more to put this together, and that time is time that isn't billable to anyone. So this morning, I called out for sponsors. All right, I didn't get a sponsor for this episode, at least, though I obtained an anonymous benefactor. True story. And since they've put their money where their mouth is, they get to send you their own message. Well, here's their message that I received by Telex earlier today. Australia, the only country in the world where a female Welsh ginger, a man of green called Brown, and a child of Rome all vie for the right to lead. After calling the new MI6, that is the CIA, and visiting a large country estate in country New South Wales, the Prime Ministress has received permission to issue writs from the female Governor-General representative of a female queen. One must not forget that we are white, male, Anglo-Saxon, and Protestant, none of which fully describes any of Australia's potential prime ministers. In a not unrelated news item, Northern Territory rock art has shown that the hordes to our north have been attempting to knock on our door for centuries. The 17th century, in fact. In the 17th century, the heart of Australia's beating breast, England, owned the good parts of North America and fought wars with Holland. In Australia, the first brindle boat people were documented wanting to jump the queue. Unsurprisingly, the crocodiles and lack of arable land in Australia's north drove them back to small volcanic islands. History is painted and daubed daily by the victors. So, in the issuance of writs, Australia approaches that one time where the proletariat can choose their reality without care, that is, a reality without caring who can cook a better pheasant in Bernays sauce. The message, dear listeners, is in the baggage of the message. Moving forward, we should gleefully ignore the past. Somehow the benefactor does not expect this is possible. Yours, and good night, the anonymous benefactor. So, yes, it's election time. Well, depending how you look at it, the next 5 weeks are either the biggest boom time for journalists and commentators around Australia, or the perfect opportunity to commit mischief on a grand scale without the media even noticing. Take this morning. From 9am until midday, most of the TV networks went into live coverage mode. Everyone except Channel 10, who of course imagine that video hits is far more important than a federal election. Rock on! Actually, I'm fine with that, because the whole point of having different TV channels is so they can do different things. And the endless continual news coverage from 9am missed one very important point. The actual news story from today was one sentence. The election is on the 21st of August. And until the Prime Minister announced that, there was no news. Everything else was a wank. 3 hours of wank. 3 hours of wank, and all without a decent supply of lube, porn and meth. What the fuck is this world coming to? Now, I watched the coverage this morning on ABC One. Why then? Well, if this is your first time here, and hello, welcome, gosh, I hope you're going to cope. I live in that patch of Enmore in Sydney that's directly under the flight path of Sydney Airport's runway 16 right, and it's also just over the crest of the hill hiding it from the main TV transmitters. Long story short, ICANN has no TV reception, even though I'm in the middle of the biggest city in Australia. And I'll be fucked if I'm paying Foxtel to bring me free-to-air TV on a cable. That kind of defeats the whole purpose of free. ABC One is the only channel that streamed live from their website. Well, at least when there's news happening. Although in theory this changes when ABC News 24 opens for business next week. Sky News sometimes does the same. But for some reason, I can never get it to work. John Bergen, sort that out, will you? So the ABC it is. And in the 3 hours between when they started at 9am and when Julia Gillard's media conference started at midday, here's what I learned. Politicians try to prepare for the questions journalists might ask them. Who knew? Mark Simkin, the ABC journalist, was wearing a different coat from the one he used to wear in Washington, but he was not wearing thermal underwear. Riveting stuff. I also learned that there were people standing at the gates of Yarralumla, that's Government House, where the Governor-General lives, and those people could have provided some interest. Who were they? Why were they gathering at the gates on a cold Saturday morning? Who knows, because the ABC couldn't even manage to walk across to them and talk to them. And yet there is news, right in front of them. The ABC even asked for a comment on what happens in that meeting between the Prime Minister and the Governor-General from a man who'd actually never been in such a meeting. So he's guessing. Guessing is not news. And this is the week out from the launch of ABC News 24, when we'll have to put up with this shite around the clock. So I think that calls for an edict. If you are a news outlet, and especially if you are a live 24-hour news outlet, then heed the following. If an event is about to happen, then it has not yet happened, and therefore it is not news. Therefore, until you have hard facts to report about this event, you shall not cross to your expert to speculate. You shall, in fact, shut the fuck up about it until you have said actual facts. And meanwhile, you shall report on the myriad other news stories around the world, because no matter how big the news story you are covering live right now, there are always other stories worthy of attention. That's all for the edict for now. Responsibility for any election comment is taken by me, Stilgerian of Enmore, New South Wales. My special thanks to Julia Gillard, Yaz, The Simpsons, Tony Abbott, S Club 7, The Snarky Platypus, and our special anonymous benefactor. Now, I must admit, I'm not quite sure how the edict will evolve from here. Maybe a weekly thing through the election campaign, maybe even an occasional live special so we can take talkback calls. Should I, in fact, have guests to interview? I'd like to know what you think. If you'd like to leave a comment, go to the website. If you'd like to leave an audio comment to include in the program next time, Skype Distilgerian or phone Sydney, 02 8011 3733. The next edict will be when I get around to it. If you pay attention to my Twitter stream, you will be informed of these things, because this is the 9 p.m. edict.
I want to repeat that.
Moving forward means moving forward.
Respect. I want to repeat that.
Moving forward means moving forward.
Respect. I want to repeat that.
Moving forward means moving forward.
Respect. I want to repeat that.
Moving forward means moving forward.
Respect. I want to repeat that.
Moving forward means moving forward.
Respect.
I believe in hard
moving
work.
Moving forward means moving forward. Respect.
I believe in hard
moving
work.
Moving forward means moving forward. Respect.
I believe in
moving
hard
forward
work.
Means moving forward.
Respect. I believe in hard
moving
work.
Forward means moving forward.
Respect. I believe in hard
moving
work.
Forward means moving forward.
Respect. I believe in hard
moving
work.
Forward means moving forward.
Respect. I believe in
moving
hard
moving forward
work.
Means moving forward.
Respect. I believe in
moving
hard
moving
work.
Forward means moving forward.
Respect. I believe in
moving
hard
moving forward
work.
Means moving forward.
Respect.
I believe in
moving
hard
moving
work.
Forward means moving forward.
Respect.
I believe in
moving
hard
forward
work.
Means moving forward.
Respect.
The Australian people deserve better than endless repetition of a cliched slogan.